The Lord be with you. A proclamation from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed a good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. And then at the harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Our liturgical year is kind of interesting. And what I mean by that is there are readings that are given to us throughout the liturgical year that can be very soothing and comforting and happy readings. And then there can be readings that unsettle us, make us uncomfortable. Some of those readings are very sobering readings. And I think this morning's readings are one of those readings where they really make you to think a little deeper about your life, about your faith, about the choices that we make. And in that light, our first reading from the book of Jeremiah, just one sentence that just stood out to me as I was pondering on these readings for this morning. It says, "Reform your ways and your deeds so that I may remain with you in this place." Reform your ways and your deeds so that I may remain with you in this place. And for me, this particular sentence is both comforting and hopeful, simply because it tells me that God wants to be with me. God wants to be with me. God wants to be with us in this place, wherever we are in our life, not just geographically, but also even in our personal lives, our faith journeys, our life journeys. God wants to be with us. But in order that God be with us, we need to do certain things. And those are basically spelled out in our first readings very explicitly. You know, what God wants from us. God wants us to transform our ways. God wants to go out of our own comfort zones. Sometimes going out of our comfort zones in different ways can be very unsettling, very uncomfortable. That's why we call it going out of our comfort zones. Because in our comfort zones, we are safe. You know, we find peace, we find comfort. But then, when we break those comfort, you know, those boundaries, and we go out, you know, however God is wanting us in our own lives, given our circumstances, given our situation, however God wants us to go out and touch people's lives, share that love, that care, that compassion, that forgiveness that God has for us with other people. And when we do that, I think God's presence dwells in us. God's presence dwells in our families. God's presence dwells in our world. Very inviting, very challenging readings this morning. And of course, our gospel this morning is again an example of, you know, a reminder, for that matter, I should say, how good and evil exist, and how we are called to make a choice towards life, choice towards life. And in that light, I think even the first reading is about making the right choice so that the presence of God can be with us, so that the presence of God can be dwelling. We can make space for God to dwell in our lives, make space for God so that he can be with us make space for God so that he can walk with us with his comforting presence, with his forgiving presence, with his presence that sometimes unsettles us, sometimes disturbs us, but nevertheless, that brings us to life, that brings us to recognize that this is what God wants from us. This is who God is, and this is how we are called to follow in God's command so that we can fulfill God's will in our own lives. We pray for that grace. We pray for wisdom as we continue all go about our day today. We ask God that God may continue to bless us with that wisdom, but also with the courage to make that choice, choice that sometimes unsettles us, choice that makes God's presence felt in our lives.